Right now that time, 10:32, temperature outside holding at 58 degrees. So yes, the temperature is going in the right direction. It was 55 about 30 minutes ago. So it's heating up slowly, but it definitely is heating up. All right, 58, 10:32. Our guest right now, Stephen Shirley from Burrow Dash. I said it real weird and slow, didn't I?
It did come out kind of awkward, but Burrow Dash.
Burrow Dash. Anyway, the Burrow Dash coming up November 27th, right around the corner. I know a lot of people are getting ready for this. You had a lot of people sign up on Friday.
We did. We had an early bird registration special, $5 off each individual registration or $20 off a family four-pack. And a lot of our folks, it was almost 800 to 1,000 people signed up in that last week, but 500 people signed up on Friday alone. So we apparently appeal to procrastinators, but we'll take it.
You know, it's one of those fun races, though. I know we do it every year. I don't run it. I walk it. I will be the first to admit that. My son, he runs the whole thing. He loves doing crazy stuff like running. I don't know why anybody would run, but he loves it. And you have obviously a lot of other people who love running as well, as you just mentioned. How many people again signed up?
We had over 500 on Friday alone.
Yeah.
So we are now somewhere around 1,700 participants who have already signed up. So we're looking ahead. We have one more month, and that last month is always a big month of signups as people start looking at the weather and deciding that, yeah, it's not going to be 14 degrees this year. I will come out and run.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Now, a couple of years back, it actually got kind of hot out there while we were walking.
Yes. I think the numbers, this will be our fifth year, and the numbers, they kind of all run together in my head, and I forget which year, because one year it was super foggy. One year it was rather warm. I mean, it was over 60. And if you start with long sleeves and extra and you start to warm up and you're going, oops, I overdressed. Last year, unfortunately, it was in the low teens when we started, and there was no way to be overdressed last year. But this year, we have it on good authority that we'll have better weather. Cross our fingers.
You know, what I enjoy about it is we'll walk it or run it for my son, and when we're done, we go sit down at the table, have a huge Thanksgiving meal, and I feel less guilty when I'm stuffing that food into my mouth.
That's it. That's exactly it. I mean, if you go and run, you think of the calories you burn. But even if you just get out and walk 4 miles, in general, is somewhere around 45 minutes. And what is it that we're told to exercise? 30 minutes a day?
Yeah.
You have met your threshold and some before your day of Thanksgiving feast. So it is an opportunity for guilt-free celebration later in the day.
Now, I wanted to bring up a name, a little girl who won the race a couple of years back, Taylor Cuneo. Then she was in seventh grade. I don't know if she's running this year or not, but I don't know if you heard this or not, but over the weekend, she won the state championship title.
She did. Actually, my son and Taylor are both, they're both freshmen, and so they run on the Central Cross Country team, and so I've got to see Taylor run all season long, and yes, indeed, she won. She was the top female finisher 2 years ago. Now, her family did not participate last year. I think they went out of town. I didn't ask. I forgot to ask if they were going to participate, and you know, I could probably try to go look at the registration form. But so for those who want to run and may not want to be shown up, I don't know if they're going to be there or not. But it is what it does tell you is that the race does appeal to those who want to run it for a competitive race, and there are several hundred people who are set at beating a time, and it's about a race. But then there's a couple thousand people who are out there, and they're just going to participate as a family and enjoy what we try to make a truly enjoyable experience.
You know, I always enjoy, though, seeing some of these younger kids out there who are competitive and who love running and who try to beat their score from last year or the year before. But I enjoy watching the competitive kids.
It is, and especially, you know, you've you that those teenage and under 14, because our bracket or our age brackets really are 14 and under, because it's the 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds in that bracket who are going to be competing. And it is fun, because last year we had a 12 or 13-year-old boy, and I don't have the specifics in front of me, but I remember as we were driving, I drove the pace car, the video car that's out front, and as we were driving by, this little guy was really, really running, and you could just see that he was intent, and he finished really fast, as in less than a 7-minute average mile. So he finished in under 28, and I want to say may have finished in under 26 minutes. So he was moving.
Very cool. Now, how old is your son? Because he runs all the time as well.
Right. Jordan is 14, almost 15, but he's still 14. So he'll be in that bracket. He'll be one of the oldest 14-year-olds. So we shall see how he does competitively wise.
How does he enjoy running this with his dad kind of being in charge of everything? Does he like that atmosphere?
He does. Now, he doesn't like the fact that we get there, our board and a lot of our volunteers, you know, the race starts at 8 a.m. A lot of our folks are out there at 5 a.m. And last year, 5 a.m. was cold. And we're out there working, and he comes out there with me to help set up and is involved. And he just knows that after 5 years, Burrow Dash is one of the things our family does. And so he recognizes that and really enjoys the opportunity to participate. He helps set up. He works with packet pickup the day before, and then to get out there and run. And he always tries to get good camera time. He thinks he's got an in with the photographers.
I was talking with David Coggin a couple of weeks back, and he was asking me, he said, you know, if you want to help me hand out some stuff there, I would love that, because that would give me an excuse not to run this year. I said, well, I'll help you hand out stuff, but I think you still ought to run.
Absolutely. There's, you know, some people are going, hey, what if I do this instead? No, come out and participate. Come out and run or walk with the family. But there are, in any race this size, you know, last year we had 3,000 people who were registered. I think the cold kept, you know, several hundred people from coming out. But realistically, 2,500 to 3,000 people, a race that size requires the assistance and the help and the volunteer effort of dozens and hundreds of other people. So if someone says, you know what, I just really don't think I can walk it, I don't want to run it, is there any other way I can help, any other way I can be involved? If you go on the website at burrow-.org, there are any number of opportunities for you to help. And you don't have to show up at 5 a.m. Maybe you get there at 7:30 out on the course, and you're just going to be a course monitor and a cheer person. We need those kind of people. We need people to help unload product, ice, put water in the buckets with ice. Was not as necessary last year, but maybe this year, if it's 50 degrees, that's something that's important. People to hand out medals at the finish line, to help with registration, will help with packet pickup if it's on Wednesday. So there are plenty of opportunities, and we are always welcome people who want to volunteer.
You know, this is kind of becoming a running town almost. More and more people are running.
It is, and that's one of the things we've kind of looked at is when we started 5 years ago, there weren't a whole lot of races. You know, the middle half existed, but there weren't these signature race events. But it's really neat to watch how Murfreesboro has developed and Rutherford County has developed some signature race events, and we like to consider ourselves one of them. We got the good date. It's always easy to remember when it is, Thanksgiving Day. Now, the day of November every year changes, but you know it's on Thanksgiving Day, and so we were very excited to get that day and claim that that event, and we like to consider ourselves a signature race event and an event, and not just a race, but an event.
Stephen Shirley is with us today from Burrow Dash, and we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, let's talk about some of the folks you're able to help out because of the Burrow Dash. Right now, that time, 10:42, you're tuned. I can't tell. It's Monday, you know, and I'm filling in for Brian, too.
That's it.
10:42 is the time. Temperature outside still holding right around 58 degrees. We are going to take a short break, but we will be right back.
Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Tennessee's deer archery season is open. Here's Randy Bowen.
We've got a good line of bows.
Time to get in the woods for deer archery season.
Murfreesboro Outdoors.
2204 Northwest Broad Street, right in front of International Paper.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course. We've got incredible deals right now on guitars. We've got Taylor, Paul Reed Smith, two number one guitar lines in the country right now, and incredible quality. Free hard case upgrade on most guitar purchases. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
I'd like everyone to come in and see our newly designed showroom.
Doug Young at City Tile.
We've got a beautiful selection of ceramic tile, hardwood, carpet, vinyl floors.
Visit City Tile and Floor Covering on South Spring Street next to the Vine Street Fire Hall. Online at citytile.net.
We've got a design staff that can help you put together something to make your house a beautiful home. We want to make your house a wow house instead of, oh, that's nice.
This is John at L&K Trophy House. I'd like you to visit our new location at 1115 Memorial Boulevard next to Jones Car Wash.
For all of your personalized gifts, please visit L&K Trophy House.
Now we can personalize more of your items, including iPhones, MP3 players, tablets, Nooks, and personal readers. We can personalize your laptops and just about any personal electronic devices.
And as always, we do plaques, trophies, crystal, and glass etching.
Visit our new location next to Jones Car Wash.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and every time you eat at Demas's Restaurant or Peter D's, I want you to feel like an honored guest.
Try Peter D's Restaurant.
Well, again, this is my personality. Everything in there is stuff that I like, the food, the atmosphere. You know, my wife and I worked very hard in coming up with how the entire concept operates. So it is who we are. It is our family. The restaurant business is not something that we do to work at. It is something that we live and breathe. We want to be able to take care of customers, and this is the best way we know how to do it.
What comments have you had about the Charlie Chaplin movies?
When we first put the Charlie Chaplin movies on, many people were wondering why we were showing silent movies. And I've even had people that have told me that they didn't want to watch it. And then after about 5 or 10 minutes, they're sitting there staring and watching and laughing along with them. We do those when there is no live sports on television. My son got caught up watching it, and he came to me and said, "Dad, why have you not told me about Charlie before?" I'm like, "Because you're 11. And now we invite you to experience the new Peter D's on Medical Center Parkway.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
LASIK surgery using the Excimer laser. It is extremely accurate and painless. It is the most successful surgery that we have. Reduce your dependency upon glasses, allowing a degree of freedom and lifestyle unimaginable until recently.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
And LASIK is more affordable than you think. At McCabe Vision Center, we make this procedure affordable for everyone.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 10:46. Again, the temperature outside is holding at 58 degrees. We'll go ahead and get a quick look at the weather. Here is Jennifer.
Good morning, Scott. It looks like we'll see mostly sunny skies here for your day today with a high in the mid-60s, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 42, and winds become rather calm. By Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 68, winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then by Tuesday night, a slight chance for a few spotty showers, mostly cloudy and a low near 50. By Wednesday, showers are likely with possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. And as I mentioned earlier, I am Scott Walker. I'm not Brian. I'm sitting in for Brian today. Brian is off. I don't know if you, the audience out there, listened to all this or not, but he had a game to cover on Thursday night. Then he had a game to cover in Hoover, Alabama on Friday night. And then he couldn't spend the night there in Hoover because he had to get back for Saturday morning. He had a show at, well, he had to set up for the show at 7 a.m. So from what I understand, he got back to Murfreesboro around 3 a.m. on Friday, then set up his show at 7 a.m., did the show, and probably went to bed. He's probably still in bed. But the bottom line is he was there covering the Hoover-Blackman game in Alabama on Friday. Final score there, Hoover beat Blackman 35-20. Our guest this morning, Stephen Shirley, and we're talking about the Burrow Dash coming up Thanksgiving Day. It's already November. This year has flown by.
It has indeed. And now that we're inside November and the countdown is on to November, it's really going to rock to Thanksgiving Day.
So has anybody told you they're going to wear a costume or anything crazy like that on the race day?
No one really tells us beforehand. It's always exciting to go out and see who's wearing what. We've had turkeys, we've had pilgrims, we've had superheroes, we've had Santa. It's always an interesting mix, and always exciting to see who's wearing what and how will they do.
I'm sure a little confusing for the kids when there's five or six Santas out there.
I think they figured. I think there's generally only been one Santa.
Oh, good.
So
good.
It's good. We can keep things straight.
So tell us who you're able to help out with this year's race, the Burrow Dash.
Absolutely. We have just real excited to list our beneficiaries. Nama House and Greenhouse Ministries are returning as our primary beneficiaries. They've been our beneficiaries every year. And as we look forward, we anticipate that they will continue to be our primary beneficiaries going forward. Nama House is the orphanage in Geita, Tanzania, Africa. Greenhouse Ministries, most folks here in Rutherford County and the listening area are well aware that's one of the leading nonprofit ministries to our community as far as helping out those who are disadvantaged, those who are in need of numerous kinds of assistance. So those two are our primary beneficiaries. And then we have two other rotating spotlight charity beneficiaries, Girls Ranch, which returns again this year. They were a spotlight charity last year, and they returned this year assisting with transitional needs of some teenage girls who were facing some unique challenges in their lives, whether that's neglect or abuse or some issues, and really excited about their effort and an opportunity to support them. And then the Family Center, a nonprofit ministry supported by the Exchange Club, and those are our four charities this year, and we are excited about the opportunity to bless some groups who are doing just phenomenal work, both in our community and in our world.
Now, the orphanage in Tanzania, have you had a chance to go down there yet?
I have not. We just had, I was hoping that one of our other members, and I didn't clarify with him, one of our other board members has been a couple of times. We've got another group of our board members who are going in December to go and visit, and just the opportunity to see the work. But I have been able to follow along a lot within our website. There are some links that you can go and see the work. And 5 years ago, when we started Burrow Dash, Nama House was a charity, and it was an idea. Over the last couple of years, the funds have gone to actually build the orphanage, and now there are actually children in the orphanage. So the work and the effort and the funds that have been supported through Burrow Dash now are actually having those tangible benefits with that orphanage.
Now, this area, Tanzania, I'm not real familiar with everything, but I would imagine it's very similar to a lot of third world countries where you've got electrical grids that are not real reliable, electricity going in and out all the time. You've got unclean water at a lot of places. I mean, for you guys to build an orphanage down there is a huge thing for them.
Oh, and it is. And one of the things, not just as far as the construction, but one of the other things that, that BurrowDash has been able to help support, and some of our friends of BurrowDash have been able to help, is we had a friend of BurrowDash who took an electrical solar grid and actually helped install so that the orphanage could have standard electricity even when the grid goes down, that they had a backup system powered through their solar panels. And these are just some of the exciting words, that exciting news that we're getting out of NEMA House. And it is really neat. And again, anyone interested in the work can go to burrowdash.org, and within the beneficiaries page of burrowdash.org, you can find the links to our charities and see more about what they're doing and the things that they are accomplishing.
You know, electricity is something that we all take for granted, but it's something that is definitely needed, especially in an orphanage. And it's interesting going to these other countries and seeing how they adapt to the problems of electricity that's not there all the time.
Right, and you just think about it, the fact that we, even the least of us in Middle Tennessee, anyone listening to the sound of our voices has electricity. If they're listening to the sound of our voices, they have electricity, and we take that for granted. We just know that we're going to turn on a light switch, and the lights are going to come on, and what a blessing that is. And when you look at the charities involved, name a house, an orphanage that deals with inconsistent electricity, and so we're helping support them in installing electrical panels, solar panels. Greenhouse Ministries, on the flip side, is established to help some of those in our area who don't have the financial resources. Maybe they've encountered a problem and are worried about how they're going to pay their electrical bill. Greenhouse Ministries helps a lot of those individuals and help setting up payment plans or finding donors who can assist with those. And these are the kind of charities that we are so excited to partner with, that these are the kind of charities that we're so proud to support through BurrowDash. And our runners, that's where their money is going.
And for those listening, Greenhouse Ministries is currently collecting turkeys, frozen turkeys, so that they can hand those out in the upcoming weeks to families who may not be able to afford to buy their own turkey. And that's a big deal, because you've got a lot of residents here who can't afford to buy a big Thanksgiving meal, but they want to treat their family to something nice. And so they're actually giving out these turkeys and dressing and all that stuff as well. So some of these folks who can't afford it can actually fix a dinner themselves at their house.
Absolutely. And it's something that we set BurrowDash on Thanksgiving Day, because one of the things that we always want to do is to remind ourselves of those things of which we have to be thankful. And as a board member of BurrowDash, as someone who's been involved with it for 5 years, I am so thankful for this community, for this this listening audience, those people who come out and participate in BurrowDash and who give of their time in the morning and just enjoy an event to where we can, in four years, this will be our fifth, but in 4 years, we have given over $200,000 worth of cash and donations to our charities. And that's because of those who support BurrowDash by participation. And that's what I am so very thankful for.
You know, a lot of people, whenever they run races, they're running the race because they're setting a goal in their mind. Look, I'm going to complete this one first. The next up on my drawing board is going to be a half marathon. And then after that, I'm going to do the marathon. And I'm going to do all of this in 12 months. But for a lot of folks, this may be their first, you know, leg into that accomplishment.
It is, and we're so excited. We've got folks like at Fleet Feet who have partnered with us from the beginning. They have running clubs and training, you know, a couch to 5K, but this is a 4 mile, so it's a little bit longer, but they have training programs to help you accomplish that, and could actually possibly, even if you just started today, could get you to a point where you could participate fully. Other folks, a friend of Burrow Dash, Coach Rod Key, has running groups. And one of the things that they say is, we're going to start here and we're going to run Burrow Dash. And then maybe next October, planning, run some 5Ks between now and in October and run the middle half. And then from there, run the Country Music Marathon next April. So, yeah, in a 15-month window, you could go from a 4-mile to a half marathon to a full marathon, and we would love if we were your first. This is a race where you could start easy.
Again, today our guest has been Stephen Shirley. You've been listening to Rutherford Issues, and we've been talking about the Burrow Dash. Give us the website once more.
Yes, burrowdash.org. burrowdash.org, and as always, you can also check us out on Facebook at Burrow Dash or at Twitter at Burrow Dash. We don't have an Instagram. We may think of looking into that, but the big three: burrowdash.org, facebook.com/burrowdash, or on Twitter at Burrow Dash.
Sounds great. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Right now, that time, 10:58. More news is coming up.